Water bills are set to rise 5.6% in West Nipissing. Elisa Craddock, West Nipissing's treasurer, clarified that on average, the increase is $86 per year for those with both water and sewer. That amounts to just over $7 per month for the typical home. Mayor Kathleen Thorne-Rashan said, "As a municipality, we have aging infrastructure. We need to continue to boost our investment into capital projects so that we can meet future needs of our community." The projected cost to operate and maintain West Nipissing's water and sewer throughout 2025 is budgeted at $4,654,800. Plus, there are equipment and infrastructure costs anticipated to reach $3.2 million. Staffing costs are just below $1.7 million. The municipality projects $6,507,350 from user fee revenue and has moved $3.2 million from reserve funds to offset costs. It boils down to a $367,150 deficit for 2025, which accounts for the 5.6% increase. Each percent amounts to around $65,580. Council combed through the budget lines for the better part of the last two council meetings. With intent to reduce that increase, council concluded it was better to leave funds for contingencies and to prepare for unforeseen repairs. Jay Barbeau, West Nipissing's CAO, also noted that maintaining the water system is not optional, and the municipality must delegate appropriate amounts to ensure our sewer and water infrastructure system continues to meet the regulations mandated. He reminded all that this council is liable for decisions that could cause a lapse in the system. Some big-ticket items include upgrades to the Sturgeon Falls Wastewater Treatment Plant, as well as the Verner Water Treatment Plant. As for Verner, Barbeau noted the municipality is preparing for the massive projects that we're contemplating for Verner, with the aim of fixing the manganese issues some residents are dealing with. See, West Nipissing Council grapples with Verner's brown water. Human resource costs are going up by $162,000, as per the collective contract. The price of materials, insurance, and treatment chemicals have increased as well, all reflected in the higher budget. There are plans to upgrade the generators at the Sturgeon Falls plant, which will cost $900,000. And the Verner Water Tower is also going to receive a new mixer and repairs to the tank. The Queen Street and Cache Bay pump stations are also set for upgrades, valve replacements, repairs to roof for the later, anticipated to cost $60,000. The full list of projects and expenses can be found on the municipality's website. Barbeau added, "We have a lot of big projects that are underway, and we need to fund them." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.